We haven't spoken to our next guest in a little while, and it's always nice to keep updated about what's going on in the computer world, especially if you own an Apple, an iMac, or whatever, a visionary computer. And, of course, that's David Mafucci. David, nice to have you on air again today.
Hey, Marshall. Great to talk to you.
So we've been talking quite a bit before we got on the air. But now that we're on the air, the main topic that we really want to cover is your Visionary Watchdog, which is a new service that is being unveiled to people who have Macs and really, it's from what we were talking about off air, it provides a service that people can do at their own homes, but they just don't have the time or technology or care to do it. So why don't we talk a little bit about Visionary Watchdog?
Absolutely. We're really excited about this new product offering. It's sort of our first attempt at being a little bit more proactive. You know, typically with computers, it's sort of a break-fix model where you wait until you have trouble and then you come see us and we take care of it. And with Visionary Watchdog, we're going to be able to sort of prevent people from ever getting to that point where they have an issue that causes a loss in productivity. Watchdog is a little piece of software that we install on a customer's computer, and it basically phones home and reports back a bunch of health monitoring information. We keep an eye on it. When we see a problem, we reach out to the customer, talk to them about remediation of the issue, solving it so that they can get back to work and never have a problem that prevents them from being productive.
Now, and what's interesting about this is you see this now, and it's strange, going in refrigerators, going in TVs on a national level. But I think what's great about, there's a couple of great things. First of all, you are a full dealership and service center, fully recognized, and you're close to home. That's the first thing. The second thing, people just don't have the time. Like they, you know, it's bad enough with cars, but never mind their computers. People plug in their computers and just expect them to operate flawlessly forever. And that, you know, no piece of equipment is going to go through that.
I couldn't agree more with you. And I think, you know, it's the same old story that you've got your own personal niche. There's whatever you do that makes you successful, that makes you good at what you do. And this is not necessarily something that's within your wheelhouse. So you put it onto our shoulders so we can take care of those things that would prevent you from doing what makes you money. And we just alleviate strain and alleviate stress in people's lives by handling the computer part for them.
And really, what's interesting, let's go over some of the things that first of all, the question that's probably on the people's mind, this information is really kept between just you and the person who has the computer.
So, yeah, in terms of the information itself, there's no personal information whatsoever that's transmitted. It's incredibly safe and secure. It ties back to a secure portal that only we have visibility to, and it's sort of very rudimentary machine type information. So it's things like the model of the computer, how full the drive is, when the last time it backed up was, what's the health of the battery, has it had any memory problems. Really, you know, the kind of gobbledygook that most users A, could care less about, and B, even if they saw it, it doesn't divulge any personal information that anyone would feel uncomfortable about giving up. But it is secured, locked down, completely anonymous.
All right, and you know, so it's actually a 24-hour operation.
The monitoring system runs all the time. The monitoring client that's installed on the customer's computer will phone home basically hourly as our default, so that if there's any issues, it's going to report it, and then we'll receive notification that a certain computer under our care has an issue, and then we take the remediation steps.
All right. Now, and explain how important, and I don't think computers last a long time as it is. Let's face it. Computers last a long time as it is. But just imagine by having a computer that is monitored and is constantly updated before something happens, how much longer that'll last and what a great investment that is.
These are all the kinds of things that we see repetitively falling by the wayside. So, for example, one of the features it will look after is malware. And on the Mac, we've been really lucky insofar as we never had massive problems with computer viruses. But these days, there is definitely issues with something called malware, adware, even spyware that gets on people's computers. That's one of the features of Watchdog. It'll take a look and let us know if a customer has any of the known variants of malware, and we can get in touch with them about remediation. Another example of the kind of thing that really we see way too often is we preach the gospel of backup constantly. You know, every customer walks through the door, we're talking about backup with them. And luckily, a lot of folks do it. They listen to us, and they get a backup drive, and they set it up. But once they set it up, they kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, the computer will stop backing up. Let's say you're cleaning around your desk, and you knock the cable out. You know, it won't back up, and the computer may report, hey, I'm not backed up, but eventually it stops. We've had customers that have bought backup drives, have been good about doing a backup, and then they forget. And months go by. They have a hard drive failure. They go to their backup, and they get disappointed to find out they don't have all their data. Watchdog's going to tell us. If 7 days transpire and there's no backup, it's going to let us know. We're going to reach out to the customer, check that drive.
It sounds like a win-win situation to me. As you're someone who has, we have 15 computers in this radio station, and we have on our business end, we have. It's funny, we have two Macs, which have operated flawlessly, and I know that I'm going to sign them up on this because you just don't have enough time when you operate a small business and you have this many computers. Yeah, just how important it is to have this advance notice. So like when you're a business, and like we did have this happen to us, we had a computer completely go down, and when it went down and malfunctioned, it also malfunctioned because we had a little thumb drive in it for the backup. We lost every piece of financial information we had, every piece, on a Windows computer. And it took us 3.5 to 4 weeks to rebuild it, and ourselves through manual paper. So if you're a business and you're listening, this sounds like 100% must. And if you're an individual that uses their computer a lot, it's a no-brainer.
Right. I think the key for us is just that, being able to prevent that sort of catastrophic loss, being able to keep people as protected as possible against things like the backup, the malware, other performance factors that are going to make it so their experience is less than optimal. And we want to prevent them from ever getting into that situation. And I think that's the idea. It's not the end all be all, but it is going to be a big help for a lot of folks and a very reasonable price.
For more information, of course, you can contact Visionary Computer at 860-435-2211, or, of course, on the web, visionarycomputer.net. So this great program aside, which people can contact you on, any other maybe surprises you can tell us about Visionary Computer and what you're doing there?
To be honest with you, spring is always a wonderful time of rebirth outside, and it's usually a time when there's some interesting things happening in the world of technology. So, Apple doesn't ever talk about things before they happen, but I will say that if you look at trends, I think oftentimes there's some fun things happening before the end of the month. So stay tuned on that front.
And also, I love what you do on Facebook with your various, they're not really giveaways, but like if you get iPads that are reconditioned in great shape, I think these things that you're doing on Facebook to engage the people are amazing.
My wife, hopefully she's not listening, because our basement is oftentimes full of technology products, and she sort of told me I got to kick that habit. And the way I feel about it is like this, that we do get a lot of great technology to come through our offices that people no longer have use for. And I know that there are other people that could really use it. So, yeah, we give away. When I get something that's good, it may be a little bit older, but it's working and it can help somebody, I'm going to repurpose it and see if we can give it away. And the only way I could do that fairly is to do it randomly. And we're doing that on Facebook a lot. So I think you'll see some more of that, especially as we get into that spring cleaning mode where people are trying to refresh we'll have a lot more stuff that we're going to try to just give out as opposed to putting in a landfill for somewhere. I want someone to get some use out of it.
Well, I know myself. I've got a couple of different new Mac products from you, from iPads and to notebooks. But we've got one big computer that's got a big screen. I forget what it's even called, but I purchased it from you, used for a great savings. And that machine is just running today. And you know it's going to be on your service probably within the next couple of hours.
Well, we're happy to hear that, Marshall. Anything we can do to help, we're happy to be part of.
Well, once again, David Mafucci, Visionary Computer, 860-435-2211, visionarycomputer.net on the web. David, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.